And I'll let you know that Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J all went out of their way to eliminate patients with natural immunity from their studies. Why did they do that? I wonder why. Because these patients retain an antigenic fragment of the virus in their system for a long time. We're finding even 15 months later. They're at serious risk for hyperimmune response. They didn't want their studies to be messed up. So they went out of their way to eliminate every single patient in every single study, J&J, Moderna, Pfizer, to make sure that none of these patients were enrolled in a study. I don't think any of you realize that. So we are taking, let's say, the children 5 to 11, about 80% have had the virus already. If we mandate the vaccine in this 5 to 11-year-old group, you have 28 million kids in the United States. That would be basically somewhere close to 20 million of these kids plus would actually have already had the virus. They're at high risk for a hyperimmune response. That means they're going to die. Some of them are going to die if you mandate a vaccine. That's what that means. So it's very important to realize that if we go down this direction, all right, where we mandate vaccines and people who have already had it, this is not a civil liberties thing. This is a medical poor decision. This is a major poor decision medically. Forget about the civil liberties. If you allow it to happen, you're allowing children to die.